If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Looking for today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear? Head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for, and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey, gang, shout-outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast-to-coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our newest listeners. We picked up another couple of stations in the last 2 weeks. We are just thrilled with the feedback and everybody getting, you know, coast to coast, the emails, the texts, they're all fantastic, especially Mitchell Meeks and Linda E. Super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi. We love your emails. Keep them coming as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello. And we have a new intern in house, Megan. Welcome to the show as well. Tony's got his minion. Well, that's what she called him. Megan, you're too kind. Yes, thank you for dealing with all of us here at the show, and welcome as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. Dilly dilly. All right. So I'm here in the Philadelphia area, and it does not feel like spring. I'm no meteorologist, but I can stand out the back door of the studio and say, you know what? This feels like freaking January. It doesn't feel like April. It's not April. It says April on the calendar. I think we're in some weird twilight zone April. And I'm hearing from people coast to coast who are saying, wherever you're listening from, Portland, Oregon, if you're listening from Houston, listening from the Midwest, I think they're getting more snow in the Midwest. I mean, my family tree hails from the Midwest, and we're hearing from them, snow's on the way. It is April. This is insane. However, it is April. Forget what the weather's telling you. Forget the goosebumps and everything. You know, forget the long sleeve shirts and the parkas and the hats, everything we're wearing. It is April. And with that in mind, weather-wise, it doesn't feel like April, but here we are. Warmer temperatures, I promise you, are on the way. And with that in mind, we're going through a whole list of items that you are going to find fall to their lowest prices of the year in the month of April. All right. So we may not have some fun, crazy warm weather to cling to, you know, maybe no crazy holidays coming up, but we will have some fabulous April sales. That's what we're clinging to. So if you're in the market for any of the following items that we're going to talk about today, hit the stores this month because the savings are substantial. Big money in your pocket left over when you're done. It's all good. And when I put the feelers out to all of our fabulous listeners coast to coast talking about, you know, what do you recommend in April? What have you found to be? We're hearing back from merchants. We're hearing back from consumers. We're hearing back from Fortune 500 companies. I am digging all the feedback in no particular order. Here's what we're talking about. Oh, and this one I love. This one I love. This makes perfect sense to me. If you're in the market for furniture, for clothing, for shoes, for appliances, for toys, and who the heck isn't in the market for at least some of that stuff, hit your local thrift stores. Guys, you and I may not have tackled our, at least I know I haven't, tackled our household spring cleaning yet. I have done a household spring cleaning in years past, and when I was done, I felt reborn. I mean, the free space that I opened up in my house, the decluttering, you know, the outfits and the kids' stuff and the furniture and, you know, even stuff in the shed that we didn't need anymore, the gardening tools, you name it. You get rid of that stuff, you will feel reborn. Now, I did not get that done yet this year. I cling to my lame excuse that it doesn't feel like spring, therefore I have not done a spring cleaning yet. However, thousands of other households, if not tens of thousands, if not millions of households, coast to coast, have done their spring cleaning, bless their hearts. And where does all that wind up? At your local thrift stores, of course. Thanks to these well-organized citizens, I tip my hat to all of you. Your local Goodwill, your local thrift stores are going to be close to bursting at the seams. And the selections are fabulous, you guys. I'm not kidding you. Summer clothes, winter clothes, toys, books. Oh my gosh. Think about, again, if you have not done your spring cleaning yet, and I know that I haven't yet done it yet. Think about all the people out there more organized than me who have maybe cleared out all of these books off their shelves. You know, bestsellers that you wanted to get your hands on but didn't. Maybe handfuls of, you know, big things of magazines or how-to books or whatever it is. Books, jewelry, clothing, furniture, housewares. You hear me going on and on. They are all waiting for you. By the truckload, by the organized, beautiful, color-coded truckload at your local Goodwill and your local thrift stores. Get out there and get it done. It does the, I mean, you've already heard me wax rhapsodic about the local Goodwills. I'm a huge fan of all that they do for the community. They are amazing. They get it done. And it helps local people in the community. It helps with training programs. It helps keep things out of the local landfills. It, you know, perfectly usable, brand new oftentimes, books, shoes, whatever it is. And it's there in the local Goodwills. They're in the local thrift stores. All the spring cleaning about to come to your benefit. If you've got, and you guys have heard me talk about, I'm not going to go on much longer about this, but we've got things coming up for Mother's Day, Father's Day. You want to talk about golf clubs and jewelry and all this stuff in abundance. Beautiful framed, matted pictures. You name it. It's all there at the Goodwill. Because in April, this is according to Goodwill and thrift stores everywhere, this is when they get this huge influx of items from people doing their spring cleaning. I adore this. God bless America and God bless the people getting all this done. Love it. So thanks to these well-organized citizens, your local thrift stores bursting at the seams, the selections are amazing. So stop by, snap up absolute steals on furniture and clothing and so much more. I absolutely love it. Now this next one is going to be, this is here for the East Coast area. I'm hearing from people coast to coast, wherever you are. The produce that is in season for April is going to be varying just a bit. But my main message here with the produce you want to lean towards in April, wherever you are coast to coast, talk to your local grocer. They are there to work for you. They are very glad that you walked through their doors as opposed to a competitor. Don't be shy about talking to a manager and saying, hey, you know, what's the best looking fruit you got here? Hey, what's the best deals you just got in here? What's the stuff that's looking fabulous? You know, pick their brains, get some information. Wherever you are, coast to coast, it's an excellent chance that you're going to be finding your best deals on the following produce. And again, this is going to vary a bit from coast to coast, but here's the biggies that I get back from everybody here. Apparently, in the month of April, when it comes to produce, avocados are at their peak in April. Who knew? I didn't know. I love a good thing of guacamole. I didn't put two and two together and decide that April was the best month, but it is. Citrus fruits, that one I believe. In my house, citrus fruits like the bagged, you know, oranges and bagged grapefruits, that is a staple in my house throughout all of the winter months because, you know, it's cheap, it's inexpensive, it tastes really good. We get really good quality stuff for, you know, easily, you know, 80 cents a pound to 90 cents a pound, maybe a dollar a pound. It's all good. Beets, apparently. I don't do a lot of beets. Every time I think of beets, I think about the Gilligan's Island episode where Mrs. Thurston Howell has the sugar beets and she's running around like a crazy person. I'm already a crazy person, so I don't feel the need for sugar beets in my house. My kids are already extremely, air quotes, energetic, so we don't do a lot of sugar beets here either. And Victor, my hubby, for all of his really healthy ways, we never really embraced the sugar beets thing. So, but you know what? If you're in that market, let April be your fun Disney World of produce with the beets. Have fun with that. Also, broccoli and mushrooms. We are here outside Philadelphia. And for those of you shroom lovers out there, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania is like the, I don't know, it's like the Taj Mahal of mushroom lovers, okay? It's just where everybody loves it. I have never gotten into mushrooms. People are like, how can you not like mushrooms? I don't like mushrooms. I don't like them. I know a lot of people that do, my husband included. So mushrooms, broccoli, beets, citrus fruits, avocados, some of your best bets for produce in April. Do yourself a favor. As we, you know, attempt to get warmer weather coast to coast, you're going to start yearning for like the summertime fruits, maybe the cherries and the strawberries and the blueberries and the berry berries and whatever berries. It's totally understandable. Here's the problem. I'm hearing from people and I'm looking at my own grocery store. The cost of that is still way ridiculously out of reach. I have got a family that can easily plow through. I'm not kidding you, and I want your input as well. My kids can easily eat anywhere between a half a pound of fruit and a pound of fruit per day, per kid, per person. And that adds up. We're talking 4 pounds of fruit per day. I mean, imagine if you're spending $1 a pound per fruit, or if you're talking about $3 or $4 per pound of fruit. It's the difference between spending, let me do a little quick math here. $4 a day is like maybe $120 a month, okay, if you go for the dollar a pound fruit. If you're going for $4 a pound, $3.99, whatever it is, you're going $16 per day. Holy God, it's like $100 a week, $400 a week, as opposed to, oh my God, $400 a month for the high-priced fruit compared to, oh, I don't know, $40 a month. For the high price, it's a no-brainer, and it adds up huge. So do yourselves a favor. Stick to the really inexpensive yet still high-quality fruits out there and wait it out with me, man. I'm dying for some cherries and some strawberries, too, but I'm not going to be doing it. What have been your go-to items in April? What have been your go-to money-saving moves in April? Is it the spring cleaning? Is it the maybe you're holding the first huge garage sale in your neighborhood? Maybe you're doing this huge purge and donating it to charity and enjoying the fabulous write-off. Whatever it is, I want to hear from you guys as to what your go-to money-saving move is in springtime. Go to my website, brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you can find me on Facebook. You can text me. You can email me, whatever it is. But I want to hear from you. Guys, hang out for a minute. The time is flying. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more of your go-to money-saving moves and your best deals for April right after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about your go-to money-saving moves and purchases for April. All right, April is a certain month where you're going to get certain things at a drastic, noticeable discount. Very cool stuff. And with all the crazy noise out there, sometimes it's tough to discern what's on sale, what's not. Am I going to get it cheaper down the road? Am I not? Here's where we go over the list. Now, jumping right back in here, we talked before the break about furniture, clothing, shoes, appliances, etc. at your local Goodwill and thrift stores. You already know I adore those places. Get in there. You're going to be amazed what you find. We also talked about produce. Check out your local produce where you are. Just because something might be on sale in your local produce, sometimes the quality isn't quite right there. You know, and you're like, meh, not quite, you know, summertime quality. Be a finicky shopper. Nobody wants to think of themselves as the finicky shopper. Trust me, you're not. Go in there, talk to your local grocer, ask them what's looking best, ask her what you think the best, you know, deals are with regards to what they're bringing in. They will share with you because they want to keep you as a customer. Okay, next up. This one interested me. I am one of those ones that did not pay a lot of attention to this, but after a little research, it's spot on accurate. Cars, car accessories, car parts, car paraphernalia. Did you know? Here, write this down. There's going to be a quiz. April is National Car Month. Who knew? Yeah, I didn't know either. But as a result, you're going to be seeing a lot of sales and promotions and wonderful stuff in your local, you know, parts stores, the service centers. So take advantage of them. If you own a car, and many of us do, chances are outstanding, it's going to require some sort of maintenance in the month of April. Say you're this close to needing an oil change, but, you know, maybe a couple of miles short, and April's got this great deal on, you know, your local oil change place. Get an oil change and get such and such as well. Go out there and get the such and such as well. It's all good. So put these sales flyers to good use. Get those services for less. There's coupons, there's apps, there's everything. When you put it in there in Google, how April is car care month, you're going to see a ton of car care companies, say that 10 times fast, offering all of their stuff for substantially less. Put in this number in the app, you know, crank out this coupon if you want to be old fashioned like Chris, whatever. So to us frugal minded folks, there is nothing like that new car cup holder smell. You get the point. Here's the next thing. Now, I am not in the market to buy an additional car, but if you are, you know, your car is on its last legs, you know for a fact it's just not going to be, you know, really reliable for much longer, take note. I did not know this. Take note that car dealers stock up on inventory in April in anticipation of warmer weather. So beat the crowds. I mean, this is it. This is when car season's about to start. So they are not only getting this influx of cars, and they've had a nice, healthy car season to boot, but they've got some over inventory. There's some overlap here. And you might be able to go in there and get a car for less than you thought. So beat the crowds, enjoy the better selection of used cars out there, and find yourself a dealer who loves to negotiate. Guys, I think just about everybody else out there likes to negotiate more than I do. I get very nervous when I think about negotiating down the price of a car. The guys love that stuff. That is like big game hunting to them, and I totally respect it. I love that. That's how Victor has acquired for us, you know, a good handful of cars in the 20-some years we've been married for unbelievable prices. He will go in there fearless, incredibly knowledgeable about cars, and he will talk them down. He'll give them the cash, we get the car, and everybody's a winner. But, you know, if you're the one that likes to go in there and negotiate, may the frugal force be with you. That's all I'm saying. All right? We got time for one more here. And this one is important. I like this one. This one's pretty good. Vacations. All right, don't roll your eyes at me, because we all want to take a vacation. We all think we don't have the time or the cash to take a vacation. Here's this interesting bit of info for the month of April. So you got here, here's April, snuggled in between, say, the crazed holiday schedule behind us, you know, that travel schedule, you know, for November, December. All right. And we've got this crazed summertime travel just ahead of us. We're in that sweet spot where travel agencies and airlines and, you know, even bus lines, train lines, whatever it is, are trying to throw out some sweet deals to get you to travel. And the deals apparently are pretty sweet. Not too bad. And I never thought about it that way, because, you know, you had the holiday schedule where people were paying top dollar. They were, you know, they had to go where they had to go. Summertime is when the vast majority of us consider to be travel time. So now we know we are in the midst of a fabulous era in which we can go in there and call the shots much more freely with your local travel agencies than we might have been able to before. You got to love that. So if you're in the market to travel, connect with an experienced agent, hit the road. And, you know, and one small note regarding that. Victor has always been the one in our house to plan a lot of the vacations. He lives to go through, like, you know, the atlas and check out all the various roads and highways and plot the trips. It gives him tremendous joy. All right. If you are not like that, if you're like me and you want something kind of, you know, handled for you to make sure you really get from point A to point B, check out these travel agencies. People think of them as this unnecessary expense, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they do cost a bit. However, their connections in various towns and places with airlines and cruise ships and everything else can oftentimes more than make up for the small fee that they take. It's a beautiful thing. It was pretty neat. I was pretty excited when I saw some of the numbers on that kind of stuff. I'm not traveling anytime in the springtime. We do our traveling in the summer. Kids are dying to get out of school. That's when we do all of our traveling. But if you're in the, you know, market for some springtime travel, by all means, make it happen. What's this one? This one I wanted to make sure we caught before the break. Tax day freebies. Okay, so we're coming through the stressful tax filing process. I hate taxes, but you deserve a treat, you know, come April when we finally come up on tax day, right? Luckily, it says here a bunch of our favorite stores annually give out freebies on tax day. I love that. There are some places like Great American Cookies, which offer a free cookie to patrons on tax day coming up in April, and Kona Ice, which routinely doles out portions of shaved ice each year. Oftentimes, keep an eye on Planet Fitness's website. Sometimes they offer a coupon for a free hydro massage to those recovering from math-induced stress. Amen, man. For me, it's chocolate. It's all about the chocolate on tax day. Tax day's coming up. With any luck, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of people where their finances are going exactly where they want them, and the salaries are going up, the bonuses are going up, the fun is going up with regards to their livelihood. But yeah, tax day can be a big, you know, kick in the tuchus when it comes to that sort of stuff. One more before the break. I'm squeezing in one more. I'm getting the wild hand wave from Tony. Nope, we're doing one more. Early Mother's Day deals. For those of you with moms and grandmoms and godmoms and women out there that are like a mother to you, that kind of thing, early Mother's Day deals. This is big. Mother's Day is coming up in May. You know this, but you can find festive deals as early as this week in April, a whole month before the special day. You can find discounts as high as 70 to 80% off, higher sometimes at Tech Rabbit, Nordstrom Rack, which both dropped their Mother's Day promotions in mid-April last year. All right, you got to love that. So those shopping for, let's see, you know, your whatever your mom's like out there, you can find big price drops on designer brands like Burberry, Versace. Like, I have never done Versace in my life. What I love is books. I love books for Mother's Day, and I love a little bit of free time to read the books on Mother's Day. Get to your local thrift stores. Get to the stores that the moms in your life love. Pay a little attention to their habits. Get them a little something from their favorite stores. Oftentimes in the month of April, you're going to be seeing some early Mother's Day deals. I love that. You know what I got to admit, though? I got to put this out there for Mother's Day deals. Depending on the age of the mom in your life, and honestly, it could be any mom out there, any age, it's the handmade, like, put pen to paper or the noodle necklaces. Imagine if a college-age kid came home that you know and gave their mom a noodle necklace. I'm telling you right now, they would absolutely flip out and love it. The, you know, less is more. And the more sentimental you have, the more brag-worthy you've got, boom, don't worry about the money spent. Because you're not going to be spending that much, and she's going to keep it forever. She'll probably insure it. That's, I'm just putting that out there. It's all good. Guys, hang out for a second. When we get back after the break, dad and daughter talk real estate right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fine gentleman to my right here in studio, John Harriet, a.k.a. Dad. Welcome back, sir.
Proud father, born on July 20th, 1968.
Yes.
So you're closing in on the big
5-0. Age ain't nothing but a number.
You don't look it, kid.
Thank you. Good stuff. Okay. I have great genetics working in my favor, so, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, you are. Those hardworking Norwegian farmers that homestead. Started out in South Dakota.
Yes.
They had to have good genetics to survive back in those days.
You really
did. And seriously, you did.
Yeah.
Seriously, you did. Those were awful, hard work, back-breaking work kind of days. And people who made it in that climate were pretty staunch.
Hardy stock.
Pretty staunch. That's right. Yep.
I'll take it.
Probably don't have too many people tuning in who want to talk about Scandinavian
hey,
history.
You never know.
I suppose we got to talk about lutefisk here.
We could talk about lutefisk, but I'm going to throw up my mouth a little bit if we do. So let's hold off on that.
If you really want to learn anything about lutefisk, folks, it's spelled L-U-T-E-F-I-S-K. Fish dish that has ever been foisted upon the mankind.
Wikipedia that lutefisk. At your own risk. And yeah, do it there on an empty stomach. I beg of you.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about real estate.
Yes, let's.
And folks, this is going to reemphasize a theme that I have been talking about for months now.
Right.
But now is the best time that we are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes. And whether you are a brand new person into the real estate market, say you're a young college graduate or a young high school graduate just thinking about buying your first house, or whether you're a seasoned citizen like me,
yep.
Now is the best time that you are going to see for the rest of your home buying lifetime.
I agree.
To either buy that first house or make that move up buy.
It's a good feeling. It's not to put pressure on anybody. It's simply putting the math to your advantage. Just look at the numbers, look at your own personal numbers, how you might feel about your own personal finances, and then take that leap. If it's something you've been thinking about doing, time to put the thoughts into action. Get the ball rolling, and you'll be glad you did.
Real estate, median home values in the United States are predicted by an outfit called CoreLogix, which is the National Association of Realtors looks
right.
to get this guidance year after year after year. And they're pretty doggone accurate. And they are saying that over the next 5 years, the median home value in the United States across the whole country, on average, is going to go up by 25%.
That's unbelievable.
So, if you buy a house that is kind of at the basic entry-level rate of, say, $300,000, and $300,000
right.
still is one hell of a lot of money to me.
To me, too.
But if you own that house for 5 years and those predictions come true, and my personal belief is that those predictions are going to turn out to be on the light side,
yeah.
Your net worth is going to be 25% of $300,000 or $75,000 higher than it would be if you hadn't bought that house.
There you go.
What other kind of an investment can you make where you're going to enjoy living more, your standard of living is going to go up, you're probably not going to pay any more than you were paying in rent, and your net worth is going to go up by 25% of that purchase price over the next 5 years. Where else can you do that?
You can't.
You can't.
Nope.
Okay. So that is one reason, and I think prices are going to be increasing well beyond 5 years out. Buying that first-time house or buying that move-up buy or selling your house now and making that move-up buy, Not as good a deal as it was 6 months ago. Not as good a deal as it was a year ago. Not as good a deal as it was 2 years ago. But it's a better deal now than it's going to be 6 months from now, mm-hmm. a year from now. And if you want to avoid that head-slapping sensation, oh, I wish I'd have done that. I woulda, coulda, shoulda. The old woulda, coulda, shoulda deal. Now is the time to make that move, folks.
Yep.
Because prices are going up, yes, but they haven't gone up as much as they're going to. And interest rates
right.
are also going up. For example, about 4 months ago, you could get a 30-year zero-point loan for under 4%
wow.
to finance a house.
Oh, my gosh.
Now the lowest rate you're going to get for a 30-year loan is about 4.5%.
People who are new to the industry will look at that and say, oh, that's only 0.5%. That's not going to make that huge of a difference. But it does. When we're talking about interest payments on a house over 30 years, that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Every 1% rise in the interest rate, Chrissy, raises your monthly principal and interest payment by 10%.
See that? That's a lot.
Yep. So let's just say 4 months ago, you could have gotten an interest rate of 4%. 6 months from now, you're going to have to pay 5%. That's a 1% difference. So if you could have gotten a house and made a mortgage payment of $1,000 a month for 4 months ago, and you wait another 6 months, and the interest rate is 5%, that same house is going to cost you $1,100 a month.
That's
a lot. As opposed to $1,000 a month. That is a lot.
$13,000 a year for the next 30. I mean, that's a car every year. That's private school for your kids. That's, I mean, a vacation, a luxury vacation every year. It's the kind of thing you want to put pen to paper and come up with on your own.
I think 1,000 times 12 is only $12,000
Well, you said 1,100, so that came to like 13,012 or something like that. So
okay.
Sorry.
The point is that if it goes, the interest rate goes up, your principal and interest payment is going to go up.
Very much so. Very much so. And mm-hmm. you have to, you know, turn down all the noise for a couple of minutes and just read your own personal tea leaves. You know, yes, we talk about how it was better to do this 2 years ago, but perhaps your job situation wasn't as secure a couple of years ago. And that's the reason why, you know, the interest rates were lower. Mm-hmm. Things are moving in an upward trend for all the best reasons. You know, people are feeling more secure in their jobs. They're feeling more secure in their personal finances. Maybe the value of their own current home is going up and up as well. So just take all of that great energy, mm-hmm. harness it and put it to your own personal benefit. You will be glad that you did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me talk a little bit more about the person who's in the situation of, you know, you own your own house now, probably owned it for 5 or 6 or 7 years,
right.
maybe longer, maybe less. Is the right time for you to make a move? Well, I would say yes for those same reasons.
Sure.
Prices are going up, but they haven't gone up as much as they're going to over the next 5 years or 10 years or 15 or 20. And interest rates are also going up. So if you own your own house, is now a good time to sell? Well, John, why is now a good time to sell? Well, demand for houses is very, very strong.
Oh, yeah.
In most of the country. For example, there was a survey that we talked about last week a little bit, Chrissy, about how buyer traffic in most of the country is way, way up,
yep.
very strong. Seller traffic is not nearly as strong, which means a lot of people want to buy houses. Not as many people want to sell houses. Demand is up. Supply is down. That means that prices are going up. So if you want to put your house on the market right now, demand is strong. Chances are that house is going to sell pretty quickly.
We're coming up on springtime. All the planets are aligned for your mm-hmm. success in this.
Yep. Some people tell me, well, John, I think I'll put my house on the market in the spring when most of the sales get made. Well, that's true. And we are coming up on the spring market now. But Chrissy, there's less competition now than there will be a month or 2 months from now.
It's true.
So if you want to get your house sold more quickly, I'd recommend get it on the market now. In fact, mm-hmm. when people ask me, and I get the question a lot, John, when is the best time to put the house on the market? I say now.
Now.
Because you never know when that perfect buyer for your house is going to show up.
Exactly.
And if you don't have the house on the market, you might miss him or her.
Yep.
So, demand is strong now, less competition now, a couple of real good reasons to get your house on the market now before we get into April, May, and June. So, the process, as a result of strong demand and not much supply, is going to be pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Pretty quick. I think time on the market in our area now has gotten to be around 30 days.
And
the mortgage
crazy.
Lenders are a little bit overwhelmed, but still, the average time it took to close a loan was around 45 days. So,
wow.
You know, if you get a house sold in 30 days, 45 days to close, you're looking at 75 to 80 days to be able to make an offer and then get the deal settled.
Yeah, and back
That's
in
pretty
the,
speedy.
Back in the crummy economy not too long ago, what was the average amount of time houses like this, you know, spent on the market
oh,
back
boy.
Then?
I can recall in our area here, things were really, really slow back in like 2009, 2010. We had 18 months worth of houses
wow.
on the market. market.
That's just
right now.
Bad.
We've got under 3 months in that same part of the country.
That's pretty.
Things are speedy.
That's nice. No wonder the process is going to be quicker then.
Yeah, and builders are doing their best to build up the supply.
Yep.
But we had some hurricanes come through Houston.
That's true.
Hurricanes come through New Orleans. Hurricanes come through the Caribbean. A lot of those builders who would be building houses and are now helping repair houses in Houston, Louisiana, Florida, and in the Caribbean.
Yep.
So it's going to take a little bit longer, I think, to replenish that supply of houses.
Yep, it'll get there.
Yep. Bottom line, folks, there will never be a better time to move up than what you have right now because, yes, interest rates are higher, but they're going higher. They're not going to go back down.
No. Heck no.
The only time in our country's history when interest rates have been 4% or lower has been since 2011, 2012.
Yep.
We just busted through that 4% interest rate. I think we'll be hitting 5% before the end of this year.
That makes sense.
And then we're probably getting back up into what's more normal, like 6.5%, 7%.
Yep.
People will think they're getting killed. But the first couple of houses that your mom and I bought, I think we paid 7.5% for the two in Green Bay back in the '60s. We came to Pennsylvania. I thought, oh, my God, we're getting killed with 8.5%. And then I decided to shut my mouth because 6 months later, the interest rate was 12%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I mean, the damper that had to have put on the housing market at the time. Can you imagine if we suddenly had this freakish 12% interest rate on loans? People would be just falling over in the street in shock. I mean, we got pretty spoiled by these lower rates. So even if they, you know, tick up to, God forbid, 5%, it's still a sight better than what we've usually had historically. But now is definitely the time to get in there. Good stuff.
5%, 6%, 7%, I think is normal. And yeah, it's going to have an impact on the market when they get back up there. But they're not up there yet, folks. They're only 4.5%. So make your move now. Like I said, never be a better time to move up because prices are going up, interest rates are going up, but they ain't going up as much as they're going to. Probably bottom line, it's time to move on with your life. Make that decision.
That's right.
Get the decision made for how you and your family can improve your standard of living. Get into that neighborhood with the school you want. Get closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws, whatever it is you're wanting. Make the move because it's time to move on with your life. And this is the best time you're going to see for the rest of your home buying lifetime.
Absolutely true. Okay. Perfect segue to segue on out of this. Another fabulous episode, Pop. Thank you. For your questions, guys, call or text anytime, 484-574-4088. Hang out, guys. We'll be right back right after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about the best things to go out there and purchase in the month of April. There are certain items that are always timely and priced well year-round. Sometimes things peak and they kind of whatever they receive. In the month of April, there's a good handful of things that you're not going to find at these prices any other time of year. And I love all the stuff we got. I've got four different stapled out handouts with several pages each. I'm just now in the midst of my first packet still, and here we are at the end of the practically the end of the show. So we may end up doing another show next week about great deals in April. And then in the meantime, what I want to do is hear from you guys. What have you found year in and year out to be your best April purchases? Is it something for your house, for your car, for your grandkids, for your spouse, for your kids, whatever it is? I want to hear it. Let's get it out on the air. All right, here we go. This one was good because it involves chocolate. So therefore, I have to make sure we make it a point here. Clearance Easter gifts and Easter candy. And not because, you know, you're not going to save it till next Easter. Good luck for chocolate lasting that long in my house. But it's delicious. It's amazing. And right now, if you're finding it out in the stores, chances are excellent that this top-notch, amazing chocolate's about 75% off. So if you're in the market for that kind of stuff, you know, even if you didn't celebrate Easter on April 1st, you can still take advantage of these post-holiday clearance offers. Just bound to hit shelves if they're not there already. So expect to see prices on all things chocolate and bunny-shaped and the marshmallow peeps and everything else. And even if you're not into the chocolate, If you want to go out there, I am still seeing flower stands. Believe it or not, this is, you know, over a week ago, a couple weeks ago, that the flower stands were out there coast to coast with your Easter flowers you can buy. They are giving them away now. And if we're talking about tulips or something else with a bulb, you put that in the ground and they are hardy little buggers. They will spring up year in and year out. I love that stuff. Now, of course, I'm not going out and buying flowers because that would require work for me to, like, dig a hole in the ground and plant them in there. However, requires much less work for me to tear open a bag of 75% chocolate, 75% off. It's all good. Unfortunately, 75% off the price does not mean 75% off the calories. I have tested this theory numerous years, and I can tell you without hesitation, that's just not the way it pans out. However, super delicious. It's all good. Fabulous stuff. Okay, we talked again. Here's another mention of the thrift store furniture, appliances, clothing. Fabulous stuff. Select produce, same thing. Oh, you know what? Coming up on the end of this list, this is perfect for the end of the show. Four things to wait on to not purchase in the month of April, unless you absolutely need to. Here's a list of things, however, and why we should be holding off in April. Mattresses and certain tools. Memorial Day coming up, you know, near the end of May this year. Since it's one of the biggest shopping holidays of the season, you can expect to see better deals coming up in May on mattresses, some tools, and some new appliances around that time. That's very interesting. Okay, for example, April had only a third of the number of mattress deals that you see in May, because in May, for mattress deals, discounts can peak up to 70% off. Way cool. I like that. All right, also, something else to wait on. This is something Victor had mentioned as well. This is very interesting that this comes up in my printouts here. Things to wait on for buying stuff. Laptops, believe it or not, we start to see back-to-school discounts as early as June and July, much to the horror of the kids, but it's just a simple fact, which means that April may not be the best time to splurge on a new laptop. Now, however, if your current computer or laptop is, you know, in flames or there's smoke billowing out of it or it's simply completely unusable, of course you have to go and shop for one now. However, if you're, you know, in the market for one for a kid going off to college or maybe one that needs one for their room or maybe you need one, a parent needs one, whatever it is, if you hold off for a few weeks, you could save anywhere between 40 and up to 100 bucks on these low-cost touchscreen builds, while the cost of gaming laptops, they're saying, could drop by an extra 10%. That was very interesting to me. I heard that before, and I'm glad we caught that on the air. All right, next page here. I want to get these in here. Gardening tools. Now, see, this is another one that would affect my husband more than me because I understand that outside in gardens is where big bugs are. I've encountered these, and the big bugs have always had a tremendous chuckle at my expense when I encounter the big bugs in the garden. So Victor totally digs the garden, literally. However, April is certainly not a terrible time to shop for gardening tools. You'll see, you know, some good discounts, but prices are set to drop even further in May. Very cool. Then you can expect, you know, say electric blowers to fall to as low as, you know, whatever in your area. And trimmers could drop by one third to around 20 bucks. That's pretty cool to me. Oh, the next one. This seems to be a list of things that Chris would rarely buy anyway. And you'll understand what I'm saying when I mention the next one. Running shoes apparently is not a great thing to buy in April, unless, of course, your current running shoes are completely shot. Maybe they got something on them or they're totally ripped up and you just need to have them in April. By all means, go out and get them. However, if you are simply in the market, simply just thinking about doing the shoes, if and when it ever thaws out here in the Philadelphia area, I think that's still up for conversation. That's still up for debate. But if you have your sneakers out there, you're doing your gardening in your sneakers, while the big thaw has, you know, green-thumbed gurus out there mowing the lawn, April inspires joggers to once again hit the pavement, it's saying. I wouldn't know, but, you know, whatever. I like a good pair of running shoes anyway. Just know that April sees fewer deals on running shoes than they do in May. If they say you hold out till May, when Reebok's adult shoes could start, you know, in the 20s, Puma's maybe starting in the upper 20s. Apparently, if you can hold out, May is the perfect time, just a short month from now, not even a short month from now, is going to be the time to go out and buy your running shoes. Apparently now they're still that little bit pricier. It's all good. I mean, do it if you have to. But if you can hold off, by all means, hold off for a little bit. And I want to hear back from you guys, too. I'm thinking personally to myself, the things I always do in April, the money-saving moves in April, doesn't have to be buying things. It can also be moves you make to save you money. A number one, guys, clean out those closets. Do a serious, huge, brag-worthy binge of all the stuff in your house that you know you're not going to use. Maybe the tools that you haven't used in years, the clothing that's been residing in hypersleep that might not even be still in style. I've got a closet full of stuff upstairs that I need to go through again. The kids' stuff, if you've got kids or grandkids in your life and you still have like all of their clothes they couldn't possibly fit in anymore, pick out the sentimental favorites, of course. I've got bags of those. But get rid of the rest. It's a tax write-off. It is a space saver. It is a sanity saver. And just, I cannot mention it often enough how if you haven't done your spring purge yet, get out there and do it. You will love yourself for it. The spring cleaning, maybe get, I got to get my carpets redone again. I'm going to have an update for this by next week. I got to deep clean the carpets because every person I'm talking to that does this in the springtime, they absolutely rave about it. I am literally frightened to deep clean my carpets. I'm scared. I'm feeling abject fear right now at what I think I'm going to find because we're always here in the house. We're homebodies and I vacuum constantly, but apparently other people that do as well, they do their deep clean. They save tons of money. They no longer need a new carpet in there. The carpet looks fantastic. Save tons, but it's just scary results after doing that. That's what I'm going to do as well. That's the kind of money saving, money making spring moves I'm talking about. And I want to hear from you guys as well. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep. The best of
the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.